Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Bubbles Magpayo, Puma Podcast. I'm the host of Thought Bubbles, the pop culture segment of Teka Teka News. Join me each episode as I channel my inner Marites and dish out anything and everything pop culture here in the Philippines and across the globe. Today, we're going to talk about Physical 100, another Korean reality TV series that's capturing the world's attention. I've lived a pretty sedentary lifestyle. Exercising for me is just folding the laundry or getting the remote control to turn on the TV. Sagad na yung walking for me and Zumba from time to time or a casual game of tennis with some of my friends. So when our CEO, Carl, suggested that I watch Physical 100, a Korean reality TV series or show, I was like, man, I'm not the target audience for this show. But still, I watched it and, you know, just to see what it's about. And I was thoroughly entertained. So for this episode, we're going to talk about Physical 100. And joining me today is Puma podcast producer and host of Kasama sa Pagbabago, Macy Hoven. Hi, Macy!
Hi, Ms. Bubbles. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Ayan, sige. Let's start by how you discovered Physical 100. Kasi ako, I said na si Carl nga yung nag-introduce sa akin. Ikaw, how did you come across this particular reality TV?
Ako, for me, yung sister ko yung nag-share sa akin. So, I think nasa labas siya noon, nasa isang mall or whatever. Tapos, pumunta siya sa isang shop eh. Tapos yung may-ari ng shop na yun, merong pinapanood daw dun sa, ano niya, dun sa computer nila. Tapos, parang sumisigaw, parang nagre-react siya dun sa show, ganun. Tapos parang, sabi na ate ko, ano ba itong pinapanood nito shop owner na to? Tapos na nalaman niya na Physical 100 pala yun. Tapos, shinare niya sa amin, sa family namin. Kaya nalaman ko.
Okay. So, for those who don't know, Physical 100 is a reality TV show based in South Korea where they invite the best of the best physically fit people. So, here are national athletes, MMA fighters. They even invited former and current members of the UDT or the Underwater Demolition Team. Essentially, it's the Korean version of the U.S. Navy SEALs. So you know how competitive and how rigid their training is. So these are people who would compete and they would best each other in challenges or what they call quests. And then one man or woman, kasi may mga babae, would emerge as the winner. So they have 9 episodes in all. And we're not going to give you spoilers, and this is not an actual review of the show, but essentially what we enjoy about it, of the show. So basically, do you have a favorite contestant in both seasons? Because there are 2 seasons now. It's season 2 is out already. I haven't finished it yet, season 2, pero sa season 1, meron kang favorite?
Season 1. Ako kasi, yung usual ko na favorite, yung kusino yung kilala ko. So, nanonood din kasi ako ng Korean variety shows. So, nakikita ko na dun yung mga ibang celebrities. And ganun. So, yung sa season 1, kilala ko nun si Chu Sung-hun, if you remember him. Yung ano, medyo the middle-aged guy.
yes, the middle-aged dude.
So, nakita ko na siya before, I think, If you know Return of the Superman, na variety show, parenting, ano siya? Parenting show.
Ito ba yung may triplets? Ito ba yung may triplets? Yes, I remember this.
Yes,
I haven't seen the entire thing, pero yeah, I've seen episodes of it. Oh yeah, malalaki na yung mga bata.
Yun, so isa siya doon sa dad nung isa sa mga, not the triplets, pero ibang kid.
Not the dad of the triplets. Oo, kasi si ano, Jumong yun, diba? The guy who played Jumong.
Mm. Ayun, so nakilala ko na siya dun. So parang nung nakita ko siya sa season 1 ng Physical 100. Parang, okay, yun na yung niro-root ko.
I see. And among the contestants, were there for you any sort of villains? Meron ba?
Villains. Sa season 2, meron.
I see. Okay.
Hindi ko alam kung pwede kong spoil.
Banggitin. Wag muna siguro. Wag muna. Pero at least I have something to look forward to for season 2. Because I think I've only seen the second episode. Kakatapos ko lang yung second episode. And how about any favorite quests? Do you have a favorite one or least favorite in the quests that you've watched so far?
Hindi ko alam kung matatawag ko siya na favorite, pero yung pinaka grand na scale parang na-impress ako, yung ship. Yung ship sa season 1.
Yes.
Maghila ng 1.5-ton ship to the other side. Tapos meron pa yung slope. So, mas nahihirapan yung mga contestant. So, feeling ko talagang na-test yung limits ng mga contestants doon sa game
time. That's right. And also, I've noticed, I mean, these guys and the men and women who joined the Physical 100, you will see that how fit they are, how muscular they are. Let me use the gay word or gay lingo, borta. Bortang borta sila. I mean, borta here, there, and everywhere. So, I cannot imagine the kind of discipline that they have to go through in order for them to achieve that kind of physicality. But also, I have noticed, since it's South Korea, yung mga contestant, glass skin din, ha? So, I guess the kind of discipline that they have physically, they also have it in their skincare. Dahil, who could ever do the 10-step Korean facial regimen if not for these well-disciplined people, diba? So, well, ganda-ganda ng mga balat nila, pati yung hairdo nila. And sobrang nakakaloka talaga yung mga quests, I have to say. The reason why I'm saying this is because, again, I'm not a very active person in real life. I hardly exercise. And I think it's not something to brag about, pero ganun talaga. But also, when I watched the quests, in particular, during the first season, gusto kong uminom ng isang banig na pain reliever. Dahil pinapanood ko pa lang sila. Ang sakit-sakit na ng katawan ko. Gusto ko magpahid ng liniment on over my body. I mean, why do they subject themselves to these kinds of challenges? Pero kasi may premyo yan. I mean, in the first, I don't know if the conversion, pero in the first season, their cash prize, the winner is going to get 300 million Korean won. Million ba o billion Korean won? Which is
parang million.
Million, right? Which is about 200 plus $1,000 or about 12 million pesos. So essentially, malaki yung prize money. So I guess, hindi lang pala siya for fame, glory, and pride.
Oo. Ako rin, sinabi mo nga kanina na sedentary ka. Ganun din ako ever since nitong pandemic. Kasi, nung pre-pandemic kasi, naglalakad-lakad pa ako sa labas. Eh, pag nagko-commute, ganyan, papunta sa work.
Yeah.
Pero nung pandemic talaga, parang nag-shutdown lahat, diba? So, parang palagi ako na sa bahay, hindi ako masyado nakakalabas. Tapos parang na-feel ko rin sa body ko na parang mas nagiging sluggish na ako. And pag nagbe-bend ako, parang iba na yung feeling compared to before. So ako naman, pag nanonood ako ng Physical 100, parang nai-inspire ako mag-workout.
Nai-encourage ka ba? I think it's a good thing if that were the case, di ba? Okay. So thank you, Macy, for being here this afternoon or for today's episode.
Thank you, Ren.
And that's today's episode of Thought Bubbles. Again, I'm Bubbles Matayo. Kami naman ang may tanong sa inyo. If Physical 100 is shot in the Philippines, anong mga challenges ang ipagagawa ninyo sa mga contestants? Send in your answers through the Q&A section on your Spotify app or tag us on Instagram at @Puma_podcast or on X at @PumaPodcastPH with the hashtag Thought Bubbles. Pidoy Blanco edited this episode. Our executive producer is Jill Caro and senior news editor is Veronica Uy. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your family and friends and subscribe to Teka Teka News. Lastly, you can find me on Instagram and X at Bubbles Magpayo and at Bruja23 on TikTok. Thanks for listening!